From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson pleaded with sometimes skeptical senators today to approve his proposed $700 billion bailout of the financial services industry. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
Paulson and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke painted a gloomy picture of the economy if Congress fails to approve the bailout package. They said businesses and consumers may be unable to borrow to pay for expansions and new purchases. Members of the Senate Banking Committee questioned the officials about the plan, saying taxpayers will have to shoulder the cost of bailing out Wall Street. Paulson responded,
"The taxpayer is already on the hook. The taxpayer already is going to suffer the consequences if things don't work the way they should work. And so the best protection for the taxpayer and the first protection for the taxpayer is to have this work."
Vice President Cheney, meanwhile, met behind closed doors with House Republicans, many of whom say they can't support the bailout package. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in a speech at the UN today, said Tehran will resist and defend its right to nuclear power. Speaking through an interpreter, the Iranian leader also said that while the Iranian nation is for dialogue, it has not accepted what he termed illegal demands.
"A few bullying powers have sought to put hurdles in the way of the peaceful nuclear activities of the Iranian nation by exerting political and economic pressures against Iran."
Ahmadinejad's remarks follow comments earlier today from President Bush, who in his eighth and final address to the UN called for a continued fight against international terrorism. Georgia inmate Troy Davis received a stay of execution less than 2 hours before he was scheduled to die this evening by lethal injection, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
After the Georgia Supreme Court denied Troy Davis' request for a new trial, the U.S. Supreme Court has stepped in with a last-minute stay of execution. Seven witnesses recanted their testimony in this case. There is no weapon or other evidence linking Davis to the 1989 murder of a Savannah police officer. Defense attorneys have been trying to get a court to hear the new evidence, and civil rights groups have been holding protests to call attention to the case. Amnesty International has collected more than 200,000 signatures on a petition calling for a new hearing, and thousands have written letters to the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles asking the board to grant clemency. But earlier this month, the board said clemency was not warranted. Now the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to discuss the case next week. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Through his investment arm Berkshire Hathaway, billionaire Warren Buffett has announced plans to put a minimum of $5 billion into Goldman Sachs. Under terms of a deal announced after the stock market had closed today, Berkshire will buy $5 billion worth of so-called perpetual preferred stock that carries a 10% dividend. The company will also receive warrants to buy $5 billion worth of common shares. Stock futures soared. However, the Dow closed down today 161 points. This is NPR. Senate lawmakers have passed legislation that would put in place a one-year patch for the alternative minimum tax, a move that potentially will save more than 20 million taxpayers from falling under the tax. On a 93-2 vote, lawmakers included the AMT fix as part of a broader tax package. It will also include tax breaks for those investing in and reusing renewable energy. It renews dozens of short-term tax breaks that businesses and families have come to count on, including tax relief for college tuition costs. And Alabama's largest county is teetering on the edge of what could become the biggest municipal bankruptcy in American history. A former county official pleaded guilty today to obstruction of justice charges related to that case. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Andrew Yeager reports.
In the mid-90s, Jefferson County, Alabama issued more than $3 billion in bonds to upgrade its sewer system. But about 6 years ago, the county swapped those bonds for variable and auction rate securities. When the county's bond rating dropped earlier this year, payments skyrocketed, forcing the county to possible bankruptcy. Mary Buckaloo was a county commissioner at the time those complex bond transactions were arranged. Now she's pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice for lying to a grand jury about gifts she received from an investment banker. Federal prosecutors say the banker bought her $4,000 worth of items, including shoes, a purse, and spa treatment, which were intended to influence her decisions on the bond deals. Buckaloo has agreed to work with prosecutors in the ongoing corruption probe. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
Crude oil prices, after posting their biggest one-day jump on record, eased a bit today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was down $2.76 a barrel to $106.61. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。